Is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Nederland festival Frozen Dead Guy Days has been canceled for the second year in a row due to the pandemic. The festival has happened the second weekend in March since 2002. Organizer Amanda McDonald says it brings 25,000 people and millions of dollars to the town.
Last year, we were all set up. Tents were up. Everything was purchased, paid for. We had to cancel 2 days before. I mean, it was devastating. And then this year, the spirit of Frozen Dead Guy Days all over town. It's walking everywhere. It's crowded tents. To try and think to do that under the restriction would be too difficult.
McDonald says she is hoping to hold a separate outdoor event in the summer to raise enough money for Frozen Dead Guy Days in 2022. A bill that would limit students to taking just one standardized test this year cleared its first hurdle at the Colorado legislature today. During 2.5 hours of public testimony, dozens of data experts, educators, and parents argued that students' learning and mental health must be prioritized now over testing. Callie Leyva is with the Douglas County Teachers Union.
The stress these tests put on our kids is overwhelming in the best of times. And our students deserve for the adults to say stop.
The House Education Committee advanced the bill on an 8-1 vote. If lawmakers approve the bill, it would still need federal approval. Fort Collins is at 60 degrees and it's fair right now. Tonight, the low will be 27 and the weekend should be in the high 60s. This is CPR News.